want the baby gone.
I'm not sure I can allow this.
Take her into the darkest, dankest, deepest corner of the bureaucratic maze of adoption and bury her there. I never want to see her again. Once more, I shall be the prettiest of them all.
You really think you're special to look at? Well, I prefer Georgie's looks any day.
Do it, huntsman.
Oh, Joss, how could you give away your own innocent baby? How could you?
Are you sitting comfortably?
Where is the baby? Is the little baby safe?
The baby is safe. Plain Girl and Jack...
Who's Jack?
The minstrel's name is Jack. Didn't I tell you that? Well, they're going to trick the Wicked Queen, get the baby, and he has promised to find a goose that lays golden eggs, even if it means slaying a giant, because he loves Plain Girl.
And the Wicked Queen, she was the Willowy Princess.
She was the Willowy Princess, but by gosh, she changed when she saw the baby was prettier than her. Then she became a Wicked Queen.
And what about Plain Girl? Has she changed?
No, Plain Girl hasn't changed. Not yet. Wait, I hear the sound of the Wicked Queen's carriage returning to her castle.
Georgie! Georgie! Throw me down money for the taxi. I haven't a bean.
Righto, Meredith! Where's my purse?
Oh, by the way, this is episode 5 of Georgie Girl by Margaret Forster.
Joss, have you seen my purse?
Don't rush. Let her wait.
Joss, we've got to be kind to her. We want the baby. Besides, she's been through a lot. Oh, good. 10 shilling note. Coming, Meredith!
Move your backside. I'm not supposed to stand up the
door. Oh, joy. Oh, perfect joy.
Hello, Meredith. You're back, I see.
Oh, your eyesight's all right then, Peg. Haven't got any thinner, have you?
Sorry! I couldn't find my purse! Oh, Meredith!
Don't stand there grinning like an idiot. Pay him, it's 7 and 6.
How are you feeling?
I'm dying for the loo. Carry up the bag, will you?
Of course! I mustn't carry anything for a month or more. I read that and... Oh, sorry, driver. Take 8 shillings.
Hello, Joss. Thanks for coming to the hospital to pick me up.
Where's the baby?
Oh, not now, Peg. Are you in tonight?
I'm always in. She still looks fat herself. Spark's going to fly now, then.
Sorry, Peg.
Does she know about you and him?
Sorry, what do you mean, Pegs?
That morning you got us both drunk. I peeped into the bedroom. You hadn't got a stitch on, the pair of you.
Oh, Peg, how could you spy on us?
Wasn't. I was looking for my handbag.
Stop, Georgie, I'm starving!
Coming, Meredith!
And will there be anything else, sir?
At Castle Serious Face, things had changed since Mrs. Serious Face had gone to heaven. Plain Girl's servant father had Sir Serious Face all to himself.
I'll just kneel down and buff up your shoes before you go.
I've been thinking, Ted, I'm going to have the high street decorated. Nellie had rather old-fashioned taste. I want a younger look around here.
Yes, that's a good idea, Mr. James.
More pinks and more lace. I want the bedrooms decorated in pastel shades. Yes, Doris?
Sorry, Mr. James. I was looking for Ted.
I'm down here under the table doing Mr. James' shoes. What do you want, Doris?
It slipped my mind.
Just telling Ted I'm having the house modernised.
Oh.
Don't worry, Doris. Your kitchen domain can stay as it is. You won't be disturbed. I want the house looking more with it.
Will you be home for dinner? That was it. Or are you out again?
Out, Doris, out. Please don't trouble about me, Doris. You can cook what you like. If I'm here, I'll have some. Well, thank you both. I must be off. I'll drive myself, Ted.
What a privilege it is to work for someone as considerate as you, Mr. James.
Ted, how very sweet. See you later.
He's got a lady friend.
What?
It's obvious. Can't you see it? Out most evenings, getting the place done up.
Mrs. L isn't cold in her grave.
He's got himself a piece of fluff. Mark my words.
So how does it feel to be out of hospital? You look tired. suppose that's only to be expected.
Stop twittering and make me a coffee, George.
Let her make it herself.
Well, in that mood, are we?
Joss, please don't argue. She's recuperating.
Full of lies, those childbirth books, by the way. It's unmitigated, excruciating agony from start to finish. And they shove something like a skinned rabbit at you and tell you to look after it 24 hours a day. Never again.
I wish I'd seen her.
Joss told you we've had it adopted.
Yes. Coffee? Still no. Like it with hot milk?
No, Georgie.
What?
I said no. Sit down. You're not her servant any longer. There's a new situation around here, Meredith. Tell her, George.
Not now. In a day or two.
No, it's better she knows straight away.
Don't you love it when he pretends to be a man?
He is a man. A very kind man.
Shut up. The last thing I need is a lecture on my husband's masculinity from a virgin, thank you.
That's one of the changes. She's not a virgin. Not any longer.
Please let me get her a coffee.
Georgie and I.
You sound like the Queen, Joss. My husband and I. We'll get on with it.
We're in love. Have been for the last 3 weeks. And I want a divorce. Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep
on talking till I can go on? He's got something on his mind. I grant you that, Doris.
The poor servant said to his wife, as he pressed Sir Sirius Face's grey suit.
Once or twice I thought he was about to come out with it. I thought it was all that business about marble headstones for her ladyship that was pro-copy-pieing him.
He's got himself a young piece of stuff, mark my words.
Don't talk daft.
If he's got himself a young bit of stuff, he might not want us. If he's turning trendy, he'll hardly want a pair of old dodderers like us. Life is very short.
We'll adopt the baby, if you put up no objection to the divorce.
This is the funniest thing I've ever heard. You and George.
Glad you find it amusing.
You can live here till you get settled.
No, she can't. We want you out by the end of the week. Till then, you have this perfectly good divan. And George and I have the bedroom.
I see.
I didn't mean this to happen, Meredith. Honestly, I didn't.
Is that it, then? The big announcement?
I want your agreement now.
You're right. I did want him. But I never did anything about it. I swear, truly, I didn't.
My dear Georgie, it's 1965. It's cool, babe. Just don't expect him to be faithful.
Don't listen to her. Do you agree, Meredith?
What?
To giving me a divorce.
Frankly, I can't imagine why I ever wanted to marry you in the first place.
I'm more concerned about the baby. Can we have her, Meredith, please?
You honestly think I give a damn who has it? Have it. But you'll be sorry.
Oh, Joss! We can have the baby! Oh, Meredith, thank you. Thank you. I can't believe it.
There she goes.
You're being so wonderful.
Look at her, Joss. Isn't she stomach-churningly ugly?
Shut up.
I'm going to love her. Give her everything I give a child of my own, I promise. She'll have everything. Where are the tissues? Stay as long as you like, Meredith.
George?
It's my flat, Joss, and I want her here.
French fancies. I said to myself, the diet can wait a day. My Georgina's coming to tea.
Sorry it's been so long.
Well, you've been busy, haven't you, dear? One way and another. So how's her ladyship been?
She's been wonderful. Joss has been the fly in the ointment. Very moody. He said she wouldn't sleep on the divan, said she'd be horrid and bossy, and she's been sweetness and light. I mean, gosh, after what I've done, too.
So you go off to bed with him, and she sleeps on the divan?
Jolly embarrassing, really, put like that.
How he does it, I don't know. And the adoption?
Well, we had all these forms from the Adoption Society, and Joss has to go for an interview. He says he'll attend to it, but what with all day at the bank and these weekend band things...
You fill them in.
Pardon?
The forms.
Oh, no, I can't fill them in. It has to be Joss and Meredith. I don't know, Peg. I'm longing to have the baby home, but I keep thinking that once Meredith sees her, she'll want her back.
I'd have thought you'd be more likely to want Joss back myself.
No. It's so sad. I mean, I know when they got married they weren't too fond of each other, but now they hate each other.
They say love and hate are close. Are you happy?
Sorry?
You've got a man now. You always wanted one.
Yes, I suppose so. I hadn't thought.
You always struck me as being like myself.
One day you'll meet someone.
Maybe I already have, and that person hasn't noticed.
One day I'll pounce.
Have you ever been in love, Peg?
That's for me to know. Why?
I'm not sure if I love Joss or not. Sir Serious Face returned home early one day. He had something to tell Plain Girl's father.
Where did Sir Ted had gone?
The dry cleaners, he said. Let me get you some tea and cake.
No, thank you, Doris. I'm trying to lose weight. Going to take a bit more exercise, too.
Oh?
I wish Ted was here. I got some news. I want him to be the first to hear. A decision for the future.
Sounds like him now.
Come on through, Ted.
What's wrong? Why are you home early, Mr. James? Are you ill?
He's got some news.
Yes, Ted.
Mr. James?
Ted, Doris, I want you to know I've decided to remarry.
Oh. Congratulations.
Another Mrs. Lemington.
Get out the champagne, Ted.
That night at Plain Girl's Castle, Jack the minstrel had made a decision too.
Oh, Georgie, please.
We can't. Meredith might hear us.
Oh, I need you, Georgie. It's been over a week.
She'll hear us.
What if she does?
I don't like the thought of Meredith lying out there listening.
I'll be really quiet, I promise.
No, Joss, don't.
What's wrong? Look at Georgie.
Meredith will hear.
Oh, forget her. Come on, look, I need you.
No.
Well, you can't hear anything when you're in there.
I'm sorry, Joss, but I'm afraid you can.
You can't.
I know from personal experience you can hear these springs and other noises.
You mean you used to...
I used to stuff my fingers in my ears and if it got really bad, run the taps in the kitchen.
So that's it. Till she decides to go. You think she'll be with us after we're married?
Look, it's not forever.
Well, feels like it.
Once she's better, she'll be out late. We'll come to bed early. Oh.
You spent the whole evening chatting with her.
You could have joined in.
I used to find you really embarrassing to talk to. Tonight you were reminding me of that.
What do you mean?
All awkward and eager to please, giggling and blushing, letting Meredith order you around, make a fool of you. You weren't an attractive sight.
I want to sleep.
She might as well be sitting on the edge of the bed.
I think you should be less selfish. Consider other people's feelings.
Meredith hasn't got feelings.
I wasn't talking about Meredith. Joss, why aren't you off to work? Where's Meredith?
Oh, don't worry, she's still here, in the bathroom.
You will see about the baby today.
Mm.
Was that a yes or a no?
It was an mm.
You could go at lunchtime.
I'm not sure we should have it.
What?
With Meredith here. There's no sign of her leaving. Quite overcrowded.
I want the baby, Joss. Gosh, how can you bargain with her?
You never saw Meredith with the baby. It drove her mad. She couldn't...
She couldn't what?
Maybe I will go round there this lunchtime.
I know how it'll be. Like Mrs. Lemington all over again. She'll want things ordered from here, there and everywhere and never get the right thing delivered and blame me.
Yeah.
It'll be back to big dinner parties at a moment's notice and... Is there a problem, Doris?
That Christine Keeler's got some cheek. Look, smiling as she comes out of prison.
It's them men they should put in prison, not her. You haven't been listening to a thing I said.
I have. Doris, Mr. James wouldn't let her muck us about. He has responsibilities to us.
The old Mrs. L led me a right dance. I see no reason why this new one won't do exactly the same. Get out of the way or this cake will never get in the oven.
Oh, God.
We better tell her about this forthcoming wedding.
So that she won't turn up, like she didn't at the funeral. Oh, no. She can't drop down and say hello to her own parents once in a while. She can stay in ignorance. Mr. James will tell her or not as he sees fit. But I'm damned if I'm telling her.
Out of the deepest part of the forest, Plain Girl finally rescued the baby princess. Jack and Plain Girl brought her to the castle. But Jack had different reasons for wanting the child. Oh, Joss, look at her little upturned nose. She's so sweet.
Does she look the same?
Not as red as I remember. Looks prettier. Hope we've got the right one.
Baby's changed a lot in 3 weeks. Mm. Oh, you are so beautiful.
Next lamppost on the right, driver. Wait till Meredith sees what we've brought home.
This baby's ours now. She can't change her mind, Joss.
Ah, Satan Six, you're a born mother.
Thank you. I certainly hope so. Here, 9 shillings.
Poor little mite. She'll be glad to get a proper home. What kind of swine would give her away, eh?
Come on, George, give it to me. I'll carry her in.
Some terrible people in the world, sir, aren't there?
What a racket! Shut her up! I'm trying to read!
Maybe she's hungry. Oh, you puppet. Pick her up, Joss.
Do you want to hold her, Meredith?
I'll get her bottle warmed up.
No, thanks. I've quite enough of that in hospital. I don't ever want to touch another baby as long as I live.
Jiggle her up and down, Joss. Getting your lunch, my darling. Won't be long.
Oh, I can't stand that racket. I'm going for a walk.
Oh, don't hurry back. Your ugly mug obviously upsets my child. You've done it, little funny face. You got her out of the chair. Now, let's try a little harder and get her out of our lives, eh? So Mummy and I can have a bit of...
Where's Meredith?
She's gone out.
What are you smiling about?
Nothing. Just thinking what a good idea getting baby dumpling was.
Oh, Joss, that's sweet. Now, come to Mumsy.
Right on. But let me put the baby down first.
Not you, the baby, silly.
She's off to sleep. I'm exhausted.
I'm not surprised. I told you babies are a bummer.
Only if they have a heartless mother like you.
Stop it, Joss.
It gets the crying part from you.
All babies cry sometimes.
It's entitled to cry in its own home.
Shush. I want to hear this. Gerald conducting the Metropolitan live from the Albert Hall.
Oh.
It cries too much, if you ask me, George.
It doesn't.
It does.
Stop calling her it. We really must choose a name for her.
That applause greets Gerald Froude, the resident conductor of the London Metropolitan Orchestra, who conducts tonight's performance of Beethoven's Egmont Overture.
Why not call her Georgina Mark II?
I'm not naming her after me. Jane. It's a nice, steady name, and it can't be changed into anything silly.
Jane. Right. Jane it is.
Jane Jones. Oh, yes, it can. Janie. I hate Janie. Pass me my knitting, will you, Joss?
Right.
Listen to those second violins. I should be there. Dark and beautiful in my black silk dress, with my blonde hair loose on my shoulders.
You were always lovely in the orchestra, Meredith. What about Anne?
Anne who?
Oh, for the baby. Anne.
Shut up and let me listen. I wonder if Gerald remembers me. We had it off in Barcelona.
Where haven't you had it off, dear?
Gerald used to say I made the violins speak.
I prefer Jane. Plain Jane. Good and sensible.
Shut up about bloody names.
Why should we? Jane. Yes, I like Jane.
Or Jane Elizabeth. Jane Jones sounds like a nursery rhyme. Jane and John went up the hill.
It's Janet and John, isn't it? All right. Jane Elizabeth, then. Of course, Elizabeth can be shortened to Liz. Or even Lizzie.
I rather like Elizabeth.
Yeah, has a queenly something or other about it.
Do you like Elizabeth, Meredith?
I'm trying to listen. Shut up.
Sorry.
Don't ask her opinion. Nothing to do with her. It's our baby, not hers.
I even quite like Liz. It's got a sort of efficient ring to it.
I'm going to scream in a minute.
What about Betty? Elizabeths sometimes get called Betty.
Oh, no, not Betty.
What about Tanya? That's a nice name.
Will you shut up about names? You're driving me crazy. If it isn't the baby grizzling, it's you two going on and on about names. Can't we have half an hour's peace?
Sorry.
How about Clementine?
You're doing it on purpose.
What we do is none of your business. We aren't asking you to suggest names, Meredith, now are we?
Don't you like Tanya, Meredith? Tanya Jones does sound a bit outlandish.
I'm not listening.
I wouldn't like to give her a name you absolutely hated.
It's none of her bloody business what name you name her. You're choosing the name.
I don't give a tuppenny damn what you call it. Just keep your voices down.
If you wanted to hear the concert, you should have phoned Gerald for a ticket, shouldn't you?
Shut up.
I've embedded you so often, I'm sure he'd cough up a comp.
Twice. It was only twice.
I wonder about Alison.
Shut up!
I've got it, Amy.
Amy! Or how about Adeline? Oh, I know. Let's go through the alphabet. From A to Z, from Anne to Zandra.
That's it.
Oh, going out, dear? Now we can turn this off.
Do you think she's angry about something?
Oh, I don't care. She's gone out for the first time in weeks. I think I'll double lock the front door and put the chain... Oh, where are you off to?
Well, to get little Jocelyn. That's it. Jocelyn Jones.
I had an aunt called Jocelyn, with a moustache and buck teeth. Ooh, disgusting.
Come on, then. What's the matter, eh?
You know, you shouldn't pick her up every time she cries. You'll spoil her.
Rubbish.
Believe me. The least little thing, she'll weep, knowing you'll pick her up.
Shh. Did you get frightened? That was only naughty Meredith shutting the door. Joss, what's that look for?
I'm jealous.
What?
I said I'm jealous. Look, this is the first time in weeks we've had the flat to ourselves, and you're cuddling her instead of me.
If you'll just keep quiet a minute, I'll get her back to sleep. And then, well, if you're very good...
Treats, yippee.
Oh, don't be awful. She's asleep. Doesn't she look so sweet? Little nose.
Give her to me.
Put her down gently.
There. Now, Georgina.
Well, shouldn't we go into the bedroom?
Alone at last, my dear. I want you on the sofa, stark and naked like that first night.
Meredith might come back.
She didn't that night and she won't tonight. Oh, you're so sexy.
Wait, how about Sarah?
Who the hell's Sarah?
For the baby. Sarah without the H.
Done. Sarah without the H. Now, not another word.
I ought to have smacked both their smug faces.
Why didn't you, dear? You used to smack a few faces in your time. Sherry?
Please, Gerald.
Do you care about the baby?
I shouldn't have let them have it. God, I hate them. So smug. Well, cheers, Gerald. Super concert. You still have your special touch.
Is that a statement or a question?
You know what I mean.
Your car's here, Gerald. Sorry.
It's all right, Sam. Come in. You remember Meredith Montgomery? Bloody good little violinist.
Hello, Sam.
You've changed. You look more mature.
Still bloody fanciful, though.
I had some time off. I hear there's a tour of the USSR in China coming up.
Oh, are you interested?
I've always liked travel. Remember Barcelona, Gerald?
Let's not keep the cabby waiting. You'll have supper with me.
Lila, tell him you're coming.
Gerald.
Yes?
Oh, nothing. Just, it's good to see you again.
And next morning, very early, Plain Girl made an interesting discovery. The willowy princess had gone, completely, utterly, without a word. The minstrel and Plain Girl hugged each other and kissed. They were alone at last and with a beautiful baby.
And they lived happily ever after. It always ends like that. Bring in the soppy music.
Well, it didn't actually, Tristram. You see, Jack found that even with the willowy princess gone, he still didn't get Plain Girl all to himself.
Why not?
Baby Sarah needed looking after. And the pink blob offered to help.
Hello, young miss.
Coochie-coochie-coo. She's getting bigger.
Well, she's 6 months old now, aren't you, Sarah? Give Auntie Pegs a smile.
Oh, lovely. How's the misery?
Complaining as usual. Hates the bank, says we never see anyone. Never go anywhere.
He has his responsibilities. Doesn't he realise that?
Hang these on the pulley, will you? He wants things to be the way they were that first week Meredith was in hospital. It's just not possible.
A happy kitchen sink scene of domesticity, I see.
I never knew it was so late, gosh.
No, I left the bank early. George, you look about 40. Have you brushed your hair today? What's all this steam?
I'm boiling nappies.
Oh, I thought I'd walk into the ladies' night at Turkish Baths. Except Peg's overdressed.
Still raining?
Inside and out. It's a pretty miserable day. Wish we had a telly.
Can't afford it on your wages.
I've got to catch the post before it goes. Maybe pop up later?
Yes, you scuttle off, but don't pop up tonight. I'm sick of listening to you two nattering on about babies. Have a night off.
Don't take any notice.
I won't.
Oh, nobody does. I look in the mirror some mornings and I'm surprised myself to see I'm still here. Bye, Peg. I've thrown in my job.
It doesn't surprise me.
Be fair, George. What could surprise you, old Mother Earth?
What are we going to do? Didn't you give a thought to the baby and your...
My what?
Nothing.
You were going to say wife, weren't you? Well, you're not the little hard-done-by wife. You only act it.
I look after your baby.
Your baby. She stopped being my baby the day I signed those papers in the hospital. You wanted her, not me. Now you've got her. All you want from me is the wages.
We need money. Baby food's expensive.
Misery, misery. Always misery.
Should I be pleased you've thrown your job
in? Yes. There was a time you never cared a jot about money. You once said that I should carry on with my music. I thought it was a sin, an artist working in a bank.
I don't remember.
Apparently. Look, I speak to babysitters, eh? We go to Spaghetti Fred's. Have a nice evening now. Come on, a bottle of wine, what do you say?
Sarah might wake, I can't leave her.
I see. You'd rather stay in with a sleeping baby than go out with me. Well, I'm off alone then.
Oh, Wendt, don't wait up. I'll be late.
Her Jack was never going to find the beanstalk, plain girl thought. Even if he did, he'd think it was too difficult to climb. He'd certainly never have the gumption to kill the giant. And even if he did, he'd forget to grab the goose that laid the golden eggs. Shh. It's all right, baby Sarah. Something will turn up. If only a fairy godmother would come along, she thought, and make everything all right. Little did she know, but that was exactly what was going to happen.
When was the fairy coming?
Soon. That's all for today. Come on, you darlings. Time for the home time dance.
Yay!
4 weeks later, in Hong Kong, a slim envelope was picked up from the Poste Restante by a member of the Metropolitan Orchestra of London on tour there. The willowy princess opened it with interest.
What is it, sweetie?
Oh, just someone I used to know, Gerald. Getting married. Well, there's a turn up for the books.
Hurry up, dear. Look, it's the end of episode 5. We're doing the closing music. Romeo and Juliet love theme.
Tchaikovsky. How typical of this production of Georgie Girl by Margaret Forster, dramatised by Joe Dunlop, whoever he may be. What a clichéd choice. Like having Caroline Strong as Georgie, Kenneth Cranham as James, and Joe McGann as Joss. As for Melanie Hudson as Meredith, she didn't sound a bit like me. Look at that. John Hollis as Ted and Eileen Bell as Doris. Peter Penry Jones played Gerald and John Webb was Sam. Emily Riley and Jack Shute played Samantha and Tristram. Precocious brats. Oh dear, Gerald's winking at me from the podium and waving his baton. Ah, it's going to be another sleepless night.